A $100 cheesesteak made national headlines. A grainy video of an 86-year-old man shucking corn racked up 5 million views. Meanwhile, million-dollar ad campaigns vanished without a trace. What separates ideas that spread from those that die in obscurity? It's not luck, and it's not about finding the right influencers. There's a science to virality, a set of psychological principles that determine whether your message catches fire or fizzles out. Understanding these forces means understanding why we share what we share and how ordinary products can generate extraordinary buzz. Every day, Americans have over 16,000 conversations about products and brands. These casual exchanges, not glossy advertisements, drive between 20 and 50% of all purchasing decisions, generating $6 trillion in annual consumer spending. When your friend recommends a restaurant, you trust them 50 times more than you'd trust an ad for the same place. Why? Because friends tell the truth. They share both the good and the bad, while advertisements only show you what they want you to see. This inherent trust makes personal recommendations exponentially more powerful than even the slickest marketing campaign. Word of mouth also reaches exactly the right people at exactly the right time. When you discover an amazing hiking trail, you don't tell everyone you know. You specifically share it with friends who love the outdoors. This natural filtering means recommendations flow to the most receptive audiences, often when the information is most relevant. People wait hours to enter Please Don't Tell, a speakeasy hidden behind a phone booth in a hot dog shop, because knowing about it makes them look cool. This is social currency. We share things that enhance how others see us. Harvard neuroscientists found that discussing our opinions activates the same brain circuits as food and money. People accept a 25% pay cut just to share their thoughts. Companies leverage this through three strategies: finding inner remarkability, using game mechanics, and creating exclusivity. Snapple's Real Facts under bottle caps give conversation-worthy tidbits. Airline frequent flyer programs tap into our competitive nature. 10 trillion unused miles sit in accounts, yet people obsessively accumulate them, taking inconvenient flights to maintain status. Exclusivity creates powerful social currency. Rule of Law transformed a failing bargain site into a thriving business by making it invitation only, with 24-hour flash sales. 40 to 50% of items sell out within the first hour. McDonald's revived the failing McRib by reintroducing it as limited time, limited location, spawning Facebook groups and a McRib locator. The most powerful aspect? Social currency works without financial incentives. People share because it satisfies a fundamental human desire for positive recognition. Why does Cheerios generate more word of mouth than Disney World? The answer lies in triggers, environmental cues that prompt us to think and talk about related things. While Disney evokes strong emotions, people rarely encounter reminders of it. Cheerios? Millions eat them daily and see those bright orange boxes in supermarket aisles. Twitter mentions spike every morning between 7:30 and 8 a.m., peaking during breakfast. The most effective triggers occur frequently in everyday life. When Kit Kat sales declined 5% annually, they created the Kit Kat and Coffee campaign, pairing the candy bar with something people encounter multiple times daily. Within a year, sales jumped by a third, transforming a struggling $300 million brand into a $500 million success. Triggers work best near where the desired behavior happens. New York City's Man Drinks Fat campaign showed disgusting globs of fat pouring from soda cans at subway stations, triggering the anti-soda message at the exact moment of potential consumption. Rebecca Black's widely criticized song Friday demonstrates perfect trigger patterns. YouTube searches spike dramatically every Friday as the day itself reminds people of the song. In October 2008, an article about Schlieren photography, a technique capturing images of human coughs, rocketed up the New York Times' most emailed list. The striking visual evoked powerful feelings. When we care, we share. Analysis of nearly 7,000 New York Times articles revealed that interesting articles were 25% more likely to make the most emailed list, useful ones 30% more likely, but articles evoking awe were 30% more likely to be shared, even without obvious practical value. Not all emotions boost sharing equally. Positive articles were 13% more likely to be shared, yet anger or anxiety also drove high sharing. The key? Physiological arousal, how activating an emotion is. High arousal emotions like anger, anxiety, excitement, and awe make us want to act. Low arousal emotions like sadness make us withdraw. Google's Parisian Love Campaign told a love story through evolving search queries, from study abroad Paris, France, to how to assemble a crib. Without showing a single person, it created deep emotional connection. Even physical activity boosts sharing. Participants who jogged in place were twice as likely to share an article, proving that any form of physiological arousal increases transmission. Steve Jobs redesigned the PowerBook G4's logo to face outward when open, prioritizing visibility to others over the user. He understood that observability drives imitation through social proof, where people assume others' actions signal value. This influences everything from restaurant choices to kidney transplant decisions, where 97.1% of offers are initially refused because patients assume previous rejections indicate poor quality. At the University of Arizona, Corrine Johannesson discovered most students privately disliked binge drinking, but participated anyway because behavior is public and thoughts are private. The Movember Foundation transformed mustaches into walking, talking billboards, raising over $174 million worldwide. Hotmail's signature line gained 8.5 million subscribers in just over a year. Nike's LifeStrong wristbands exemplify behavioral residue, physical traces making private support publicly observable. They sold 85 million wristbands, turning individual actions into a visible movement others could see and join. When 86-year-old Ken Craig uploaded a video demonstrating how to shuck corn without silk strands, it garnered over 5 million views. His humble kitchen trick resonated because it provided genuine practical value, useful information that makes life easier. Perceived value depends on psychological factors, not just actual savings. In a Weber Grill study, shoppers preferred one marked down from $350 to $250 rather than $255 to $240, even though the second option was cheaper. Diminishing sensitivity explains why saving $10 on a $35 radio seems worthwhile while the same savings on a $650 TV doesn't. For deals to spread, they must cut through promotional clutter. Restrictions increase effectiveness. Limited time offers create urgency, while quantity limits can boost sales over 50% by signaling exceptional value. Practical value extends beyond money to useful information. Vanguard's newsletter succeeds by packaging financial expertise into short, shareable content. Narrower content spreads more effectively because it makes people think of specific friends who would benefit, like gluten-free recipes or curly hair tips, compelling them to share. Stories make messages more compelling than direct statements. The Trojan horse tale endures because it embeds a warning within drama. When Land's End immediately replaced a broken zipper, the story conveyed quality better than any ad. Stories provide proof by analogy. If something happened to someone like me, it might happen to me too. Stories let people discuss products without sounding like advertisements. Dove's evolution video revealed how editing distorts beauty standards, costing $100,000 yet generating 16 million views and hundreds of millions in exposure. By creating an emotional story about unrealistic beauty norms, Dove made its brand inseparable from the message. But virality must benefit the company. Evian's Roller Babies got 50 million views, yet sales dropped 25% because roller skating babies had nothing to do with water. Valuable virality requires the brand benefit to be integral to the story. BlendTech's Will It Blend works because the product's key benefit drives each video. Build a Trojan horse where your core message is so embedded that people can't tell the story without it.